Well, ask any current or former smoker about the perils of giving up, and most will tell you that quitting can come with some pretty intense side effects. But for one train driver in Victoria, it almost proved deadly when they ran a level crossing before the boom gates were down. Now, an investigation by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau has found nicotine withdrawal is likely to blame. Rhett Burney reports.
It's January 2018. Two trains are travelling head-on towards each other on a single track near Geelong in Victoria. Both drivers and 166 passengers are unaware when just minutes from a possible disaster, a control room worker in Melbourne issues an emergency call telling the drivers to stop where they are. Both come to a halt 940 metres apart. But in this story, it was a driver suffering from nicotine withdrawal that caused the near miss. Professor Anne Roche is an addiction expert from Flinders University.
People start to feel a little twitchy, a little edgy, a little uncomfortable as the nicotine level in their blood starts to decrease, and so they have an urge to have another cigarette to keep the nicotine level constant. And when the nicotine level drops, there's a whole series of potential side effects that can be experienced.
She says one of the most common side effects of nicotine withdrawal is issues with maintaining attention, and that can pose a real danger to those operating heavy machinery.
So concentration certainly decreases and your ability to stay focused and to task diminishes as the withdrawal symptoms increase.
The Australian Transport Safety Bureau was called in to investigate the incident. It and Victorian authorities found the driver of V-Line train 7750, which was empty and repositioning, also had cannabis in their system, suggesting use within the previous 7 days. However, it could not be determined whether that had affected the driver's performance at the time of the incident, which saw them pass two signals which indicated danger near Marshall Station in suburban Geelong, then
entered the single line section between Marshall and South Geelong, and then entered the Marshalltown Road level crossing before the crossing booms had lowered. At about the same time, a V-Line Melbourne to Warrnambool service with two crew and 166 passengers on board had departed Geelong and was heading towards Marshall on the same single line section. The trains were scheduled to cross using the loop track at Marshall.
The investigation concluded that
the driver's performance was probably influenced by symptoms associated with nicotine withdrawal, having not applied a nicotine patch on that day.
The report authors say that attempts by safety critical workers to stop smoking should be managed under medical supervision. Anne Roche from the National Centre for Education and Training on Addiction at Flinders University agrees.
If you're working in a safety sensitive area, and if you're somebody that's a very heavy dependent smoker, then you're a good candidate to get some medical assistance to help you through this, yes.
You've heard of workplaces that do provide things like nicotine replacement therapy for people that are trying to quit?
Yeah, increasingly workers and others that when they're in situations when smoking is simply not available or not permitted for whatever reasons, and if they know that they're nicotine dependent and likely to experience withdrawal symptoms, the patches and the chewing gum are commonly used to help people manage their withdrawal symptoms.
In a statement provided to PM, V-Line Chief Executive James Pinder says there's a zero tolerance approach to drugs and alcohol. He goes on to say there's been no other similar incidents at the particular signal since additional safety measures were put in place, and he says V-Line is looking at ways to raise awareness about the, quote, possible effects of nicotine withdrawal and associated symptoms. V-Line told us the speed limit was reduced at the location, and following an investigation, the driver no longer works at the company.
Rhett Burney with that report.